The frenzied bidding on real estate right now is the subject of a viral social media skit replacing real estate with bidding on an apple.
Is this a new apple?
Yeah, just listed. I'm pre-qualified. I'll pay cash. I got cash. 20, 30, 40. No, just make it 45.
Is it even worth that?
50. I don't know. Please, this is the 8th apple I've tried to buy.
Could I at least see it up close?
Nope, it's an apple. You know what it is. You either want it or you don't.
Apparently, the skit is no joke. Bidding wars for many homes in Massachusetts are resulting in properties being sold for tens of thousands of dollars above their listing price. The latest data from the Massachusetts Association of Realtors show the median selling price of a single-family home in March was $485,000. Condos hit a record high of $459,000. To talk about the market, we're joined now by Steve Medeiros. He's president of the Massachusetts Association of Realtors. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So how prevalent are bidding wars for properties right now?
So bidding wars are happening in many situations. It's not a guarantee that every house is going to have a bidding war, but if the property is priced properly and it's in good condition and there's enough buyers out there, you will often see multiple offers on a property because there is a lack of inventory right now.
So what is that causing buyers to do, the lack of supply? I mean, what advice do you give to buyers?
The key thing is evaluating what's right for you. You know, for every buyer, we tell them they need to consult with their realtor and have a conversation and determine what they think that property is worth and what their maximum offer could be. And then let it see what happens. I mean, if they do miss out and they don't get the property, well, then they have to be patient and look for the next one.
We've heard a lot about suburbs versus cities and real estate, how that's changed, particularly because of the pandemic. And I guess I wonder, what you think is going to happen in the future and how you describe what's happening now. Are more people more interested in the suburbs because so many more people are working from home? And is that sustainable?
So as far as what the future holds, I don't know. Just talking with people this past weekend, everyone's looking to get out and do things. So I personally feel like we'll get back to where we were somewhat. You will see some people who are able to do the work from home thing as a consistent thing going forward. What we have seen over the past year is that, a lot of people have picked up, vacation homes. Like a lot of the communities that we saw the biggest jump were the Berkshires, the Cape and the Islands. That doesn't mean people aren't getting rid of the places in the city. It's actually, I'm on a call once a month with all of our local presidents from around the state of Massachusetts for the local realtor associations. And speaking with the president of the Boston Association, he said they haven't seen that mass exodus that people have talked about seeing in other cities like San Francisco.
Do you think the market needs to stabilize a bit? If there are people who are hearing about, prices going up and bidding wars and they want to just sit tight for a while.
Unfortunately, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that. There are people that told me back in May they were going to wait for the market to drop, because they thought it was going to drop after we get into the shutdown and COVID happening, and the market did the opposite. So sometimes you have to go with what's right for your situation at a particular time. And when you try to time the market, most people who time the market are fortunate. They're not usually timing because they know anything. They just hit it at the right time. So I think it's about, again, don't get caught up in all the hype or all the what everyone else is doing. Stick to your plan and you'll be okay.
Steve Medeiros, president of the Massachusetts Association of Realtors. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to help.